Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. On Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm so glad that you're circling up with me today and my special guest. Now more than ever, we need connection, community, and love, my friends. I'm Linda Joy, the host of the Inspired Conversations radio show and the publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational digital magazine for women since 2006. You know, I have a question for you. What if girls were taught to actually get excited about their first period? What if women celebrated and nurtured themselves during their menstrual cycle every month? My guest, author Maureen Teresa Smith, wants to change the way Western culture talks about periods. And she is here with me today to discuss how to shift the taboos around menstruation and raise a new generation of powerful women loving and appreciating the cycles of their bodies. Maureen Teresa Smith is the author of Your Moon Time Magic, A Girl's Guide to Getting Your Period and Loving Your Body, as well as the book First Moon. She offers visionary coaching to girls and women in times of transition, as well as facilitates regular girl circles for tweens. You can learn more at yourmoontimemagic.com. Welcome, Maureen.
Thank you, Joy. Thanks so much for having me.
I'm so grateful that you're able to join me. This is such a powerful topic. You know, I'm 58, and when I was growing up, periods weren't talked about, you know?
No.
My mom didn't even know how to have the conversation.
Yeah.
And now that I'm a mom and a grandmother to an 8-year-old daughter, I think I think your work is so important. So tell us, Maureen, what led you to this work?
You know, I originally wrote this book under the title First Moon, and it actually came to me as in a dream, and it was this like mother goddess figure saying to me the words that I wished I had always heard. And it was a beautiful dream, and I got up the next morning and I just started writing, and I put it together as a gift for my nieces, because I am the youngest of seven. I have five sisters and so many nieces, and so at that time I wanted them to have these words of support. And that ended up becoming First Moon, the book that was published by New World in 2004. And I was also doing a lot of work in girls' circles and working with young women. And then fast forward about 15 years to today, and I have a 10-year-old daughter, Chloe. And there's been a real incredible movement by this next generation of young, powerful women, really bringing the topic of menstrual poverty, menstrual equity to the forefront. And I thought, what a better time to bring this book forward again, kind of updated with today's resources. And so that became Your Moontime Magic. And I just wanted to be able to empower young women with the tools and information necessary so that they could feel really good about this time of getting their first period and menstruation in their life.
So you help them see it as like a part of their sacred journey and reduce the shame and everything a young girl feels when it first happens. It's such a beautiful mission.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, one of the things in the book is I include stories that I gathered from cultures around the world that celebrate a young woman's coming of age with dances and parades and rituals. And I really wanted to include those to help dispel the stigma around periods, and so that girls could view their cycle and, you know, experience it in a much more positive, empowering way.
I love that you included that because it expands their awareness, right, outside of their own scope and their own view of what they thought it was.
Exactly, exactly. You know, so for so long, periods have been associated with something really negative. And like you said, in your house, like your mom didn't even talk about it. And I still hear that today. Menstrual taboo is just still a really big deal. And girls have to learn to hide their period or their products and whisper about it and feel like their periods are something gross or embarrassing. And, you know, this view can really negatively shape a young woman's perception of women and of a woman's body and therefore her own self-perception. And today there's still places in the world where girls stop going to school when they get their periods because they don't even have proper access to menstrual hygiene products or because they're shamed or both. And so my thought, you know, and so many people working in this realm to support young women is that we need to really talk about menstruation honestly and openly as a natural part of life and bring in many voices so that the conversation is open and inclusive.
Oh, so true. And as you shared, there's some parts of the world where they don't have access.
Right.
So we take it for granted here, right, that we have that access. But even some demographics here struggle with it, with having that. So you discussed period poverty in the book, right? So what is that? And how can we help?
Great question. So period poverty in many places, you know, if someone's living on food stamps or they're just low income, products are expensive and in many states still have a period tax where they look at pads and tampons as, quote, luxury items rather than essentials, such as toilet paper would be. And so period, the definition of it is the lack of access to sanitary products, menstrual hygiene, education, hand washing facilities, all of those things. And there are some incredible organizations that are working to change this, and we can all help. On my website, which you mentioned, yourmoontimemagic.com, I have an advocacy and resource page with links to some of the organizations that are helping with that. And there's several. There's one called the PAD Project. There's one called period.org. And they're set up to make sure that everyone has access to products and pads, that they are available at homeless shelters, that more and more they're starting to make sure that pads are free in public restrooms. And there's just there's a lot of going on in that area. But if you look at my advocacy and resources page on yourmoontimemagic.com, you can see a list of organizations.
Oh, I think that's powerful. I love this whole mission to empower young girls and women, right?
Exactly.
And so again, visit yourmoontimemagic.com, look for this resource list so you can do your part in helping spread the word, ladies. So we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, I want to talk about why you feel it's so important to educate girls about getting their periods.
Okay.
And we'll be back in a moment. I'm with Maureen Teresa Smith, author of Your Moontime Magic, A Girl's Guide to Getting Your Period and Loving Your Body. You can learn more at yourmoontimemagic.com. We'll be right back.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
It's time to amplify your intuitive superpowers and allow your soul to lead the way. When you hear, trust, and follow your inner wisdom, you'll discover your soul's path, a path that leads to the joyful, authentic, and abundant life you desire and deserve. Master intuitive teacher, coach, and healer, Carolyn McGee is known as the Angel, Animal, and Intuition Oracle. She has taught thousands of professional, corporate, and entrepreneurial women to trust themselves and their divine intuition so they can show up in their full power in business and in life. With a background of over 20 years in high tech, Carolyn knows firsthand the importance of living from a blend of her masculine and feminine energies. If you're ready to embrace your intuitive superpowers, visit carolynmcgee.com to learn about Carolyn's supportive programs and offerings.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hi, everyone. This is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on iOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
This is OTRFM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm with Maureen Teresa Smith today, and we're talking about the importance of educating girls about getting their periods. So let's talk about that. What have you discovered? What is the importance that drives the work that you do?
Well, there are a few different things. One is, you know, I talked a little bit earlier about the menstrual taboos that are out there and that they really are a big deal. You know, if a young woman, she's growing, her body is changing, and there are so many pressures in the world to kind of, you know, look just, you know, the way you look, the way you talk, the way you sound, all of these things are pressures that young women are feeling at the same time their bodies are changing, and to have an increased and to have more pressure about something so natural as getting your period and have that looked upon as something negative it is pretty challenging. And so I really wanted to create space for young women to grow and have a way to celebrate this time in their lives and really have a basic education on this natural process and make the conversation just really normal and everyday part of life. So I think that's important to educate girls, but also just boys and girls about periods. Educating girls about their body's natural function, about how to properly care for themselves and understand how their physical changes affect their mental, emotional health really empowers girls and provides them with agency and access so that they can make informed choices about their health decisions in every aspect of their life. My daughter Chloe was asking me why it was important that she knows about this. And I was telling her that I really want her to be informed and feel confident about her body. And so that, for example, when she goes to the doctor and she has a question, she can feel confident and open to talk about it and not feel embarrassed. And I think that feeling of confidence and ability to advocate for herself around her health can follow her into every aspect of her life.
Oh, I believe that. It's just so self-empowering. How old is Chloe now?
She's 10. And hilarious. When I've been working on this book and some of the publicity over the last few months, she came in my room the other day and she's like, I can't wait till I'm 11. And I said, why? And she's like, well, because then I'll get my period. Said, well, maybe. We don't know exactly when it's coming, but it was just such a joy to have her be so excited about it, you know?
Exactly, because you put it into such a positive light, and that's what we need to do for our daughters. So that's why your book, Your Moon Time Magic, is such a gift to mothers, all women, but especially mothers who struggle with how to have the conversation.
Right, exactly. And dads, you know, I mean, it's something that none of us have, or most of us weren't given, you know, a great education about or positive language. And even, you know, I'll have moms and dads ask me, like, what can I do? Like, you know, moms will say, I didn't have the greatest experience with my period, so I don't really have a positive view on it. And I would say the first thing is, you know, parents can read the book themselves and, you know, have another perspective and have their own kind of new education. And then just be mindful of, you know, what their own experience has been and any kind of negative impressions that they received that they might want to now let go of. They're not useful anymore and they don't want to pass those along to their kids. And so coming from that place of looking at ourselves first and then just being there with open, being open and being just positive and affirming our kids, I think is the best thing we can do. And then there's other things like, you know, reading the book together or asking your daughter, you know, what she would like to do during this time to acknowledge and celebrate. And some girls, you know, are all into like, let's have a party. Some want to go get a mani-pedi. Others don't want to have anything really outward that way because they're still going through the fact that they're changing and they're not really ready to have an outward acknowledgement of it. But there's other things you can do just by your attitude, being supportive and positive. One mom told me a great story that her daughter said, you know, mom, you are not allowed to say congratulations. You're not allowed to talk to me out loud about it. But she created a little journal called our super secret journal. And the daughter could write questions to her mom in it, and her mom would answer her and they would draw, you know, illustrations and pictures and questions. And that's how they communicated through this time and about everything about getting her period and her body changes. And she was hilarious. The daughter said, mom, if you ever talk to me about this out loud, I won't talk to you again. But here we can put it all in the journal. And they really did. And the mom was really able to find the most beautiful, supportive, affirming things to talk to her daughter about in, within the space of their journal. So people can be really creative and find ways that work for them and their families.
I love that because every child has a different, unique personality. And
yeah.
Some of them were just wired to be more private. Others aren't. So I love that this mom really listened and found a way to support her daughter in a way that felt aligned for the daughter, not just the mother.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what are three of the three most important things that you feel girls should know about getting their period?
Well, I think the first is that it's totally normal and natural. The second is if, you know, if you take a little time to learn about your body and your self-care during this time, that'll support, that'll support great health throughout your life. And then this is the part where the magic comes in. There's a connection between girls and their body cycles, nature, and creativity. Each month, your body prepares for a possible pregnancy. And even though pregnancy isn't something you want or are ready for now, if you tune into these natural cycles, you can use this time to bring other creations to life, like your dreams and your visions.
I love that because I believe that we're all connected to nature also in the cycles of nature. So for me, just that part of the conversation is exciting. Now, when you work, because you said you do circles, right, the girls' circles. So you actually work with tweens and must get so much input just from them.
Oh, yeah. And in each young person, you know, just like you said, has her own needs and is very individual. And some of the girls that I work with are, like Chloe, just really excited and extroverted, outgoing about these changes. And others are just like, you know, don't look at me, don't talk to me. But I find that in the circles, there's a atmosphere of safety that's created. And we do a lot with artwork and projects that allows for other ways to communicate rather than just using our words, but using our art and dance and our movement and other things that are supportive for young women during these times of transition.
So beautiful. I love that you have those support groups for them to talk and connect and hear each other's thoughts, you know, because sometimes as young girls, we get in our heads, right? And it must be nice for them to hear the insights and how other girls are processing the same thing.
Exactly. I think it provides a lot of comfort, definitely.
And so in the book, Your Moon Time Magic, it gives tools for self-care. And what I love is it's self-care on the physical, emotional, and spiritual level. Why do you feel all three of these aspects are equally important?
Well, one thing is I think that health is made up not only of our physical health, but also our mental, emotional, and spiritual health. And the menstrual cycle is connected to so many aspects of our health, right? It's like it's our hormones, our sleep cycles, our dreams, our energy levels, our moods, our food cravings, nutritional needs. And so, you know, understanding and caring for your menstrual health is a really great way to learn about your body and what it needs on every level in order to live a healthy life. And kind of, you know, presenting that information and instilling that concept for young people at this age, my feeling is it supports them into growing into, you know, their wholeness.
Are there
really
any
all aspects, you know?
Do you have any strategies you share, like in regard to, we'll say, the spirituality? Is there something that comes to mind that you find yourself sharing quite often with those in your girl circles?
Like one of the exercises that we do is to visualize and draw their own personal spiritual guide or kind of their personal goddess essence. And so they start to kind of develop a conversation with that inner aspect of themselves and imagine the words that she's saying to her to help her through. So they're starting to develop this inner guidance or this thought of this inner guidance that's always there and supportive to them. We also do meditation exercises and yoga exercises. And, you know, I'm really encourage the girls to find things that make their own spirit sing. Whatever's going to make them feel the best is kind of how we talk about spirituality. Also, in my own experience, and I share this with them, that in my own experience, it was like I didn't have great periods or menstrual cycles for many years. I had really bad PMS. I had really bad cramps. My mood swings were intense. And it wasn't until college and women's studies that I started learning about how some of these cultures around the world looked at menstruation very differently. And it blew my mind. And so I started looking at my own cycle differently and learning about how just before my period, like that's when my energy levels were down. And so instead of, you know, pushing through that time and working really hard and being out in the world, I learned to listen in a different way to what my body was telling me and just, you know, go at a much slower pace, take a pause, do things that were more internal at that time, like doing more journaling, walking in nature, giving myself, whether it was an hour that day or sometimes even a whole day of just downtime, really transformed my whole experience. Where then, you know, a few days after my period, I would feel strong and be ready to be out in the world again. And I just started getting used to this way of looking forward to getting my period, because that was my kind of quiet downtime where I would, like, you know, be able to really nurture myself and then come out with a lot more creativity, like revamp every month, you know. And so when I share that experience with them, I get a lot of nods and understanding, like, yeah, that's when I feel kind of quiet too. And, you know, I'm going to start journaling more. I'm not getting cramps, so I'm going to do that so I avoid that. And, you know, it's what's going to work for each person. But my own experience really changed my perception, and I was so happy that, you know, my cramps almost completely went away after about 6 months of living that way.
Oh, that's powerful. Tuning into nature, tuning into your body, and I believe that's what we're all called to do. So thank you for sharing that. We're going to take another break. When we come back, I'd love to hear some of the stories of how other cultures help their young ladies celebrate and support their daughters through their first menses. So we'll be back in a moment. I'm with Maureen Teresa Smith, author of Your Moontime Magic. You can learn more at yourmoontimemagic.com. We'll be right back.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Are you being called to step into your truth and embrace your divinity? Are you ready to align your heart and soul, live an authentic life, and become a divine magnet for love and abundance? It's time to listen to your inner wisdom and clear the blocks holding you back from your best life. Leading intuitive prosperity coach, Akashic Records practitioner, and evidential medium Jamie Hearn of liveyourdivinity.com empowers and supports spiritual women like you to align your inner and outer worlds, embrace your soul's truth, and live your divinity. Through her intuitive gifts, grounded wisdom, and empowered coaching, Jamie guides women back into sacred alignment with their truth. Visit liveyourdivinity.com to learn more about Jamie's empowering programs and to schedule an Akashic Record reading.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is the author of Your Moontime Magic, Maureen Teresa Smith. So in your book, you shared some beautiful stories about how other parents celebrate and support their daughters during their first menses, and beyond that, of course. Is there any story that jumps out at you? Because I think it would give our women some ideas of maybe how they can support their daughter through it.
Sure. You know, I wanted to, if you'll give me a second, I will read you from the book, The Moontime Mythology. It's a Navajo celebration. And then I can tell another couple examples. But the Navajo believe people celebrate the connection between a girl's first moon and succeeding passages in her life, like childbirth and old age. During her puberty ceremony, the girl is dressed in the image of Changing Woman, the most powerful Navajo deity. She wears beautiful, colorful clothing and is decorated with turquoise jewels. Turquoise is Changing Woman's sacred stone and is associated with the earth. As the girl is dressing, a song of honor and celebration is sung to her by the woman in her tribe. The song tells her of the treasure jewel she is for herself and her people. The association with Changing Woman reminds the girl that her life is always changing and in transition, and that there are many phases of life. That is the Navajo, a little bit of the Navajo celebration.
That was beautiful.
And, right? I love all of the
energy. I love the sacredness, the intention, how they made her feel the naturalness of the change that's to come. You know, like it was just, it just really spoke to me.
Absolutely. And I think also it's such a time of, you know, celebrate. The one thing is celebrating the start of your period. But also the ceremony is talking to her name, Changing Woman, about all of, you know, our life is full of change and full of transition. And the elements that are included in the ceremony of honor, of reverence, and of a community of support through this ever-changing life, I think those are such fundamental pieces, elements that we can be incorporating into our life. That carry us through all changes, even this change that we're all experiencing in our daily lives right now with this, you know, needing to stay home and quarantine, like having those elements of a community we can talking to you, Linda, right now and sharing with your greater community, having a moment of self-reflection and reverence each day and remembering the sacredness in each of us. I think those are elements that carry us through. And being able to provide that for our young people has really been a gift. I have feedback from parents that they've done different things in their families to honor and celebrate their children's, you know, coming of age. And sometimes they want to integrate it in with other traditions that are already going on, like perhaps their bat mitzvah or confirmation or quinceañera. And those are ways that, you know, you can be celebrating and integrating that in. I had another friend that has twin girls, and when they had their first period and they got them like a week apart from each other. And so, they asked the parents, asked their girls what they wanted to do, and they were kind of like, I don't know. And they said, well, what about if we make cupcakes together and have a family dinner? And they were into that. So they made, which inspired this in my book, that they made moon cupcakes.
And, I love it.
They used red velvet. They made red velvet cupcakes, and they made their favorite dinner, and they just all, you know, just had a lovely family dinner together. But that simple ritual made it a really positive, happy occasion. So there's lots of things that we can do in celebrating.
And it's so important to celebrate too. You know, one of the things I did, my daughter's now, God, I can't believe I'm saying this, she'll be 36 in June. I'm like, oh my, yeah, they said it out loud. And she's the one that blessed me with an 8-year-old granddaughter. And wow. I didn't use that language back then, but I'd call it now, if I was to create it now for my granddaughter, it would be the Moontime Box, right? And it was just, for my daughter, she always loved lavender. So I remember the lavender face mask, a heated little bag. Her herb bag that you put in the microwave, and of course all the supplies that she needed. And I kept it like handy, like waiting, because I, you know, we never know, is it 11, 13,
exactly,
15?
Exactly.
So I'm like, oh my God, I got to bag this because it's going to collect dust. But it was, if I thought of something, a journal, a pen, now that I know about your book, that's a beautiful book to include. But I wanted to be prepared because we never know when it is. And the day she told me, I remember getting that and just putting it in her room and allowed her to lead the way with the conversation because I never had that role model.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you know, I waited like, oh my God, she hasn't said anything. Oh my God, she hasn't come out of her room yet. You know, like, I wonder if she's going to want to talk. Maybe she won't want to talk. But I wanted, I wanted her to lead the way, and I knew by putting that basket there that it was showing her that I understand that we're sisters now. You know, we're all in this together. And then I think it was probably like after supper when she came out. And she was on that fence of the other young lady that you mentioned. We don't need to talk about it. But if I have questions, right, I will come to you. And she did. But didn't want that outside thing. She's more of a answer, quiet. But I remember just that box was my way of showing I understand. And also celebrating this next level. So do you have... Do you recommend doing something like that?
Definitely. And I love that you did that. That's beautiful. There's a story and there's different things about creating your own little first moon kits in the book as well. And I absolutely recommend. And just having something even in your daughter's backpack in case it happens at school and she's not, just that she'll feel confident and prepared. But I, you know, in the first moon kits, I make this little magical moon time mist that has some essential oils and flower essences. It's a little tiny spray bottle that may or may not fit for them in their backpacks, but to have at home. And then, you know, a couple little pads. I put in a little note, like, take care of yourself this special day. You are loved. You know, whatever that is to include, and maybe a change of underwear or something like that. There's a yoga studio in town where I am, and they invited me to, a bunch of parents were saying they wanted to make these little first moon kits with their daughters together. And so we're doing that in a couple of weeks where we'll all just get together with our daughters and make these little kits. And some people like to actually do hand sewn pads, like natural cotton pads. There's all different kinds of things, or make different days of the week underwear for your moon time. There's some really creative, fun projects that you can do together or just to leave for her that are really supportive and fun.
Yeah, I remember putting, I don't even know if they make this for anything. Remember Pampering, the little foil packet?
Yes.
I gave that. It's bringing back memories. I wrote her a little love note. It wasn't long, but it just said.
Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah, I wrote a note of welcome womanhood. And I it's bringing back a lot of memories because now I can see it. And she's such a conscious mom. I can't wait to see how she, because her and her daughter are extremely close. And I can't wait for that transition for my granddaughter because I know her mom, my daughter, is going to help her navigate it with such beauty and grace because they celebrate everything, you know. So this gives me some other ideas. But what you just shared about the young girls and the moms getting together to make that, I said, wow, what a beautiful gift because they're coming in circle together to do it. And I'm sure you cherish the circle energy too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Has your daughter ever said anything to you about that gift you left her?
Years ago when she was in her 20s, one of her friends said something. And she said, oh, my mother had this beautiful box waiting for me. She says, and I took my, well, it wasn't a box. It was like one of those plastic totes, but a pretty one. And she said, and I took my time going through everything. Wasn't ready to talk about it. She told a friend, I wasn't ready to talk about it. But it just made me know if I had questions, she was there. And then it was all so natural after that. It was so, it wasn't like, oh my God, how do I tell my mother? She told me, and she said, can you remind me where everything is? I told her, that's when I knew she got it. And that's when I went and got my stash that I had been waiting for. And that's when I put it on her bed. And yeah, and I know now she'll do something similar for McKenna because it touched her so deeply. And going back to what I was going to say about that circle that you're doing, I almost had this like, energy of, wow, that not only is it powerful that their moms and daughters are getting together to make it for themselves, I could see big circles of these young ladies, young girls, making it for others, like in homeless shelters and more, and passing it on.
Absolutely. And
that's all I could see.
That's actually happening. That is happening. There are incredible groups of people doing that, moms and daughters just getting together in their neighborhoods and bringing that to local homeless shelters. One of the organizations I mentioned, period.org, that was actually started by a woman by the name of Nadia Okamoto. She's now in college at Harvard, but as a teenager, she experienced some homelessness with her sister and her mother. And during that time, she noticed that one of the hardest things for homeless women was access to period products.
And, wow. What a mission she created from her pain.
She did. So she started this organization when she was only 16 years old. It's now the largest youth-run nonprofit in the U.S., and they have over 100 chapters at universities in the U.S., and they're doing things to eliminate the period tax that I mentioned, but also to make sure that everyone has access to products, and they make these kits, and they bring them to homeless shelters. So it's pretty incredible. Yeah,
it's so beautiful. And we're going to take our last break. When we come back, I want to close the conversation in our last segment with any tips or strategies you have. Two strategies for a mom, maybe, and one or two for a child. I can't say child anymore, young lady, as she navigates her transition. We'll be back in a moment. I'm with Maureen Teresa Smith. You can learn more at yourmoontimemagic.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Are you feeling a deep, persistent ache in your soul, telling you there is so much more you could be experiencing? Are you tired of your life quietly being shaped by fear and doubt instead of by your dreams? Inspirational speaker, certified law of attraction coach, and best-selling author, Kelly Michelle, empowers heart-centered women in their 40s and 50s to boldly reimagine and recreate their next phase of life in alignment with who they are now. Through her deeply transformational coaching, programs, and writing, Kelly emboldens, inspires, and guides women like you to embrace your inner truth. This is your invitation to discover new, incredible opportunities available to you in this profound and powerful time in your life. Visit yourdreamsyourlife.com to learn more about Kelly's supportive and transformational programs and to schedule your complimentary Clarity Breakthrough session.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, everyone. This is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. So, Teresa, we've been talking about, you know, educating girls about getting their periods, how to celebrate this transition, and lots of other juicy information you've shared. For a mom that's listening that says, I really don't know how to start this conversation, speak to her for a moment.
Okay, well, first, Mom, give yourself a big hug for even thinking about it and wanting to be so intentional in how you support your daughter, because that's huge. And I would say the first thing is to think about your own experience getting your period. What were the messages that you heard? And do you want to talk to your own inner girl about that and say the things to her that you would wish you had heard if it wasn't an all positive experience for you? And then I would just think about your daughter and how best, you know, in your family, what feels the most comfortable in your relationship. So it could be that you just say something really simple like, honey, I know, you know, bodies are changing now, and I'm always here to talk to you about this next time in your life and about getting your period and what that means, and I can answer any questions that you might have. And just be really basic. You can also read the book and get ideas from the book. And you can also read it, you know, offer to your child to read it together. And I love Linda Joy's idea of creating this first period kit and leaving it for her, either giving it right to her or with her. Like, I'm just proud of you, and I'm here to celebrate this next time of your life, and here are some supplies that I think will really help you. You know, it can be different things. And I think the most important thing is you check in with yourself and you offer yourself those words of care. And from there, you can then extend that to your daughter.
That's a beautiful tip. Thank you so much for that. And for young girls, a mother may have her young daughter, you know, tune into this call going, maybe that's her way of going, oh, honey, listen to this radio interview. Maybe that will be her way of breaking the ice, is bringing this conversation to them. What message would you have for a young lady either about to enter her transition or she recently has?
Well, first I would say congratulations, and I support you today. I support you every day, and that you're not alone, and that you now are part of the billions of menstruators around the world are experiencing this cycle, and there is a wealth of support and information and love for you. And your body is your gift. Your body is a treasure to you, and if you get to know it and take care of it, it will be able to support you through many things in your life. I would say that. And Linda also mentioned listening to this radio show, which is a wonderful thing to do, and many of her shows are incredible. There's also a resource that's a podcast created by teenagers, and it's called Shh Periods.
And repeat that again. Say the name again.
It's called SSSH Periods, like Periods. And that there's a link to that on my website as well. But this is a group of eighth grade students from Brooklyn Charter School. And they created it last year because of the stigma in their school, and they wanted to change that. And they won an NPR Podcast of the Year award. And I've talked to this group of kids, and they're really amazing. and they have some great information about periods and just making it really normal and natural and getting rid of the stigma, and it's funny. So that's another resource for you.
And I want to name some of the resources. And again, you can get these resources and find them at yourmoontimemagic.com, which of course is Maureen's website. So one of the first resources, of course, is her powerful book, Your Moontime Magic, but also period.org. And I love the period podcast created by young woman for young woman. Wow, that's powerful. And if you go to Maureen's website, yourmoontimemagic.com, she has plenty more resources to support parents and young women through this magical moontime time in their life. So, Maureen, I have completely enjoyed our conversation and know that the work you're doing in the world is so needed. In the last few minutes that we have, is there anything your heart wants to leave our listeners with, or any guidance or tips that you want to share?
Thank you, Linda. I've so enjoyed being talking with you today on the show. I would just leave it with remembering that you have a magic treasure inside of you, that you are that magical treasure, and you have the ability to create wonderful things in your life and bring new things to life. I think that our moontime cycle is a way to tune into our own natural ability to bring our own creations and dreams to life. And I hope that you're able to tune in and do that in a way that feels meaningful and supportive to you.
That's beautifully said, my friend, beautifully said. And I want to encourage every woman listening, whether you have a daughter about to have her first menses, or maybe a granddaughter like myself, I encourage you to order a copy of Your Moontime Magic, A Girl's Guide to Getting Your Period and Loving Your Body. It's such a sacred gift to give that young lady. So, Maureen, thank you. Thank you for being here, my friend. I truly honor the work you're doing in the world.
Thank you. I honor your work as well. Have a beautiful day. Stay well.
You too. And ladies, until next time, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness, my friends. Blessings.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.